yesterday on the show, I was talking about the fact that Alfreton Primary School had closed down last Thursday and Friday. They had a case, or maybe a couple of cases, of COVID in the school, which necessitated them to close down for a deep clean and make sure everything was okay and for contact tracing purposes. Yet they weren't listed as a Tier 1 or Tier 2 exposure site. Couldn't find them anywhere on the exposure sites list, whether that was through the Ballarat Health Services Facebook page or coronavirus.vic.gov.au, and it left me in confusement and some other people as well, including parents of students from the school who were left wondering why they weren't being told of what was going on. Do they need to isolate? Do they need to get tested? All those questions came up, and we're about to unconfuselment everything with Aaron Black, who's the infectious diseases physician with Grampians Public Health Unit. Morning to you, Aaron.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for calling in and getting us some clarification on this particular issue. Alfreton Primary School closed down because of COVID cases attending. Aaron, why weren't they on the exposure list?
So, look, it's a great question. I think what we've got to look at is the context of which this is happening in. There's been really significant changes across Victoria over the past couple of months as we've moved from a, you know, really aggressive strategy to chase COVID zero to that gradual living with COVID strategy. And previously, you know, even a couple of months ago, we had really low numbers of cases and really low numbers of exposure sites. Now we're moving to thousands of cases a day. And essentially with all of those cases around Victoria and Ballarat included, they're all generating essentially areas where they've been. And so over time, we've had to change strategy to continue to contact trace in an effective manner. And you can imagine it becomes more and more sort of overwhelming for the public to have hundreds or even thousands of exposure sites listed on a website. So that's led to an overhaul and change of strategy. And we've had to do that all the way along to make sure that what we're doing is effective in meeting the current challenge. And so how does that look for exposure sites? Well, we won't no longer sort of routinely publish exposure sites unless there's a concern from the team and for us in the Grampians and Ballarat region, that's the Grampians Public Health Unit. So if we have a concern that we haven't reached everyone via the channels of the exposure site, so in this case the school, we will list it to get broader exposure. But in any situation where we're really confident that working with our partners, whether it's in a school or business or restaurant and so on, if we're confident that we've reached everyone, then we won't need to publish it. So I think the moral of the story is if you haven't been contacted yourself, you don't need to be looking through the website and worried that you shouldn't be out in the community, if that makes sense.
It does. It makes much more sense than what my head was trying to formulate where this scenario came up over the course of Monday and Tuesday, because we have a child at Alfreton Primary School and he's not going today again because of the fact that they are still closed. So I appreciate, Aaron, that explanation. And yeah, you're right, because there are literally on coronavirus.vic.gov.au thousands of exposure sites, and it does make it difficult to keep track of all of them, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. And I think over time, you know, we've had to sort of adapt. It's been, you know, an amazing challenge to meet this. As much as many have studied a lot in the public health team, no one's confronted a 1-in-100-year pandemic like this before. So we have certainly learnt as we've gone along, and we've had to adapt our strategy, and we will continue to see changes going forward in terms of how we, you know, meet that new sweet spot, I suppose, of living with COVID but safely. And what that means is starting to rebalance a little bit to trying to promote the rest of the community functioning, to allowing people to go about their business, allowing education to happen, allowing sort of social interactions to happen whilst limiting the impact of COVID. So another example that I think has come out recently that might require a little bit of clarification is that we used to strongly isolate secondary close contact. So if, you know, you had gone to a restaurant and were told that you'd been there in the company of someone who had COVID, you would be a primary close contact, and we'd isolate the entire household as secondary close contacts or household contacts. And now we're no longer doing that. And I think that's just a reflection of so many cases and so many contacts in the community, we have to take a more pragmatic and balanced approach because we're not chasing that zero. When you're chasing zero, you throw out all the stops because you know you can get rid of COVID in the community, so it's worth everyone making that greater sacrifice so that we can get to a stage where there's no transmission. When you know that that's no longer possible, that you're not going to be able to achieve no transmission, then you have to balance it a little bit more and you say, right, well, the chances is proportionally in the household of getting infected from a contact to a contact aren't that high, so we can no longer ask all of those people across the state in the household to isolate. We have to let some of them go back to work and some of them get on with their lives, so to speak.
Thank you, Aaron Block, I should say, for articulating that explanation very, very well. And I think we get it now, which is great. Just quickly to wrap up, Aaron, do you know what the situation is with the Alfredon Primary School at the moment and when they might be able to reopen?
So I think it should be quite soon. We're going through a process with the school of cleaning and so on. But I suppose the key thing actually is that the Department of Education are working with the school just to assess what their capacity is in terms of, you know, when they'll be able to reopen with the number of staff that have been furloughed. So actually that'll probably be a matter for the Department of Education, but we're working closely with them and hopefully there'll be some further updates for the school community in the coming hours and days.
Aaron Block, I appreciate your time this morning. And again, thank you for that explanation. Fantastic stuff.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Keep up the good fight, won't you?
You too. And if I can just say, everyone, get vaccinated. Ballarat, we're at 92.2% first dose, 63.5%. It's fantastic effort, and we're doing so well in the community. So everyone, just keep it up. You can get Moderna now at quite a few sites, including our own state site. So fantastic effort, everyone. Keep it up.
We are doing so, so well. Aaron Block, infectious diseases physician with Grampians Public Health Unit.